Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton jumped back onto the campaign trail Tuesday after a bitter first head-to-head debate in which Clinton frequently forced her prickly opponent onto the back foot. The White House hopeful sparred over temperament, stamina, judgment, and other issues in a televised matchup Sunday night that seemed to have gone in favor of the Democrat Clinton. You can read all the debate coverage at voanews.com. Bombs targeting shopping areas in Shiite districts of the Iraqi capital Tuesday killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50, according to security and medical officials. The Islamic State jihadist group claimed the attack in the Baghdad Jadida neighborhood in the east of the city. Two Afghan soldiers with suspected Taliban links killed at least 12 of their comrades as they slept in northern province of Kunduz, according to officials Tuesday. It's the latest in the so-called insider attack. An investigation into the incident has been launched. The Americas has become the first region of the world to eliminate measles. That's according to the International Committee of Experts with the Pan American Health Organization. The last case of the endemic measles was reported in the Americas in 2002. Israeli ex-president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Shimon Peres was fighting for his life Tuesday after a stroke suffered earlier this month, according to a source close to The Statesman. The downturn in the 93-year-old's condition came about 2 weeks after his hospitalization. He has been under sedation as well as respiratory support in intensive care. He's been in the hospital since September 13th. This is VOA News. Turkey.